This is Unit 5 of Pimsleur's Hungarian. Listen to this conversation. You'll hear
Tudja,
which means, do you know? And
Igen, tudom.
Yes, I know. Listen.
Elnézést, hölgyem.
Igen, uram.
Tudja, hol van a Váci utca?
Igen, tudom. Itt van.
És hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
A Vörösmarty tér ott van.
Köszönöm szépen.
Listen to the conversation again.
Elnézést, hölgyem.
Igen, uram.
Tudja, hol van a Váci utca?
Igen, tudom. Itt van.
És hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
A Vörösmarty tér ott van.
Köszönöm szépen.
Do you remember how to greet an acquaintance or a stranger? Good afternoon.
Jó napot kívánok. Jó napot kívánok.
How do you say informally bye or see you?
Viszlát.
And how do you say thank you very much?
Köszönöm szépen.
You meet someone at a conference. Ask her, do you speak English?
Beszél angolul?
How would she answer? Yes, I do.
Igen, beszélek.
Then she asks, and you? Do you speak Hungarian?
És ön? Beszél magyarul?
Answer, I speak Hungarian a little.
Egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Say, I don't speak very well.
Nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Then you ask her, are you Hungarian?
Ön magyar?
How would she answer? Yes, I'm Hungarian.
Igen, magyar vagyok.
Then she says, I speak English a little.
Egy kicsit beszélek angolul.
But I'm Hungarian.
De magyar vagyok.
Now, how do you greet someone formally in the early morning?
Jó reggelt kívánok.
And how do you greet someone after 10 a.m.?
Jó napot kívánok.
Outside it's cold and windy. How do you say, it's ugly weather today?
Csúnya idő van ma.
The other person responds, yes, very ugly.
Igen, nagyon csúnya.
Do you remember what word means, but rather?
Hanem.
You stop a passerby in the city saying, excuse me, ma'am.
Elnézést, hölgyem.
Ask, where is Vörösmarty Square?
Hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
She responds, it's here.
Itt van. Itt van.
Vörösmarty Square is here. Remember the order.
Itt van a Vörösmarty tér.
Ask, and where is Váci Street?
És hol van a Váci utca?
Ask her, is it here?
Itt van. Itt van.
She says, no, it's not here, but rather over there.
Nem, nem itt van, hanem ott.
But Vörösmarty Square is here.
De itt van a Vörösmarty tér.
And how does she say, Váci Street is not here, but rather over there?
Nem itt van a Váci utca, hanem ott.
A while later you want to ask for directions again. Here's how to ask. Do you know where Vörösmarty Square is? Just listen.
Tudja, hol van a Vörösmarty tér? Tudja, hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
Now listen and repeat the word meaning you know.
Tudja. Ja. Ja. Tu. Tu. Tudja. Tudja.
How do you ask? Do you know where Vörösmarty Square is?
Tudja, hol van a Vörösmarty tér? Tudja, hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
The woman answers, yes, I know. Just listen.
Igen, tudom. Igen, tudom.
Now listen and repeat the word meaning, I know.
Tudom. Om. Tudom. Tudom.
How does she answer? Yes, I know.
Igen, tudom.
Ask again. Do you know?
Tudja.
Now she says, I know where the square is. Literally, I know where is the square.
Tudom, hol van a tér.
And how would she say, I'm sorry, but I don't know?
Sajnálom, de nem tudom. Sajnálom.
Say together, I know, I don't know.
Tudom, nem tudom.
Try to ask her, do you know where Váci Street is?
Tudja, hol van a Váci utca?
And how would she say, yes, I know?
Igen, tudom.
Then she says, it's not here, but rather over there.
Nem itt van, hanem ott.
Ask, and Vörösmarty Square? Remember, it's the square.
És a Vörösmarty tér? És a Vörösmarty tér?
She says, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Sajnálom, de nem értem.
Then she says, no, I don't know, sir.
Nem, nem tudom, uram.
Suppose you ask another passerby, excuse me, ma'am, do you know where Vörösmarty Square is?
Elnézést, hölgyem. Tudja, hol van a Vörösmarty tér? Elnézést, hölgyem. Tudja, hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
She answers, yes, I know.
Igen, tudom.
It's over there.
Ott van. Ott van.
Now ask her, and do you know where Vatsi Street is?
És tudja, hol van a Váci utca?
How would she say, it's not here, but rather over there?
Nem itt van, hanem ott.
You say, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Sajnálom, de nem értem.
She tells you again. Then you say, formally, thank you, goodbye, ma'am.
Köszönöm, viszont látásra, hölgyem. Köszönöm, viszont látásra, hölgyem.
And how would she say, informally, bye?
Viszlát.
Then as she sets off, she says, it's ugly weather today.
Csúnya idő van ma.
Now you and an acquaintance are walking in the city. You're getting hungry and want to say, I would like something to eat. Just listen.
Szeretnék valamit enni. Szeretnék valamit enni.
First, listen and repeat, I would like.
Szeretnék. Nék. Ret. Retnék. Szeret. Szeretnék.
How do you say, I would like?
Szeretnék.
And here's how to say to eat. Listen and repeat.
Enni. Enni. Enni.
How do you say to eat?
Enni.
Say again. I would like.
Szeretnék.
Here's, I would like something. Listen and repeat.
Szeretnék valamit. Valamit. Valamit.
How do you say, I would like something?
Szeretnék valamit.
Say again, to eat.
Enni.
And now try to say, I would like something to eat.
Szeretnék valamit enni. Szeretnék valamit enni.
How do you say, I would like?
Szeretnék.
Here's how to say, you would like. Listen and repeat.
Szeretne. Ne. Szeretne. Szeretne.
Now say together, I would like, you would like.
Szeretnék, szeretne. Szeretnék, szeretne.
How does she say to eat?
Enni.
How would your acquaintance ask, would you like something to eat? Remember the question intonation.
Szeretne valamit enni? Valamit. Szeretne valamit enni?
Answer, yes, I would like something to eat.
Igen, szeretnék valamit enni.
Now listen and repeat to drink.
Inni. Inni.
The only difference between these is the initial sound. Now say together, to drink, to eat.
Inni, enni. Inni, enni.
How would she say, I would like something to drink?
Szeretnék valamit inni.
Try to ask her, would you like something to drink?
Szeretne valamit inni. Szeretne.
How would she answer? Yes, I would like something to drink.
Igen, szeretnék valamit inni.
Then she asks, and you?
És ön? És ön?
She asks, would you like something to drink?
Szeretne valamit inni?
This time you answer, thank you, no.
Köszönöm, nem. Köszönöm, nem.
Now suppose you're at a party at a Hungarian colleague's house and she offers you something to drink. Just listen.
Kér valamit inni? Kér valamit inni?
Literally, this means, are you asking for something to drink? Now listen and repeat the word meaning, you ask for.
Kér. Kér. Kér.
How would she offer you something to drink? Or literally, are you asking for something to drink?
Kér valamit inni. Kér valamit inni.
You want to accept, so you say, yes, I'm asking for something to drink. Just listen.
Igen, kérek valamit inni.
Here's how to say, I'm asking. Listen and repeat.
Kérek. Ek. Kér. Kérek. Kérek.
Now try to say, I am asking for something to drink.
Kérek valamit inni.
Note that both the question and answer are very polite. In Hungarian, you do not say would like when offering and accepting something. How would your hostess ask, are you asking for something to drink?
Kér valamit inni.
How would you accept saying, yes, I'm asking for something to drink?
Igen, kérek valamit inni.
You could also say, yes, thank you. I'm asking for something.
Igen, köszönöm, kérek valamit.
Now, how would your hostess offer you something to eat?
Kér valamit enni.
Answer, yes, thank you. I'm asking for something to eat.
Igen, köszönöm, kérek valamit enni.
To decline politely, you could say, I'm not asking for anything. Literally, I am not asking for nothing. Listen and repeat.
Nem kérek semmit. Semmit. Semmit.
What word means literally nothing?
Semmit.
How would you say, I'm not asking for anything?
Nem kérek semmit.
Say thank you.
Köszönöm.
I'm not asking for anything.
Nem kérek semmit.
She offers you again. Are you asking for something to drink?
Kér valamit inni.
How would you decline politely? Thank you, I'm not asking for anything.
Köszönöm, nem kérek semmit. Semmit.
Once again, she offers you something to eat.
Kér valamit enni.
This time answer, thank you, no.
Köszönöm, nem.
It's another day, and you're working with a Hungarian colleague. You're getting hungry, so you say emphatically, I would like something to eat.
Én szeretnék valamit enni. Szeretnék.
Then you ask, again emphatically, would you like something to eat?
Ön szeretne valamit enni?
She doesn't want to say immediately yes or no, so instead she says, I don't really know. Do you remember how to say, I don't know?
Nem tudom. Nem tudom.
Here's how to say, I don't really know. Listen and repeat.
Nem is tudom. Is. Nem is tudom.
Literally, the word
is
means also or to, but here it adds the idea of hesitation. Listen and repeat.
Is. Is.
Expressing hesitation, how does she say, I don't really know?
Nem is tudom.
How would you ask? Would you like something to drink?
Szeretne valamit inni? Inni.
How would she answer? I don't really know.
Nem is tudom.
And how would you ask? Are you asking for something to drink?
Kér valamit inni? Kér.
How would she say this time, no, I'm not asking for anything?
Nem, nem kérek semmit. Nem kérek semmit.
Now she asks you emphatically, are you asking for something to drink?
Ön kér valamit inni?
Answer, thank you, no.
Köszönöm, nem.
Tell her, I'm not asking for anything.
Nem kérek semmit.
Now, do you remember how to greet someone formally in the morning?
Jó reggelt kívánok.
How would the woman greet you back?
Jó reggelt kívánok.
Then she comments, it's nice weather today.
Szép idő van ma.
She asks, "Do you speak Hungarian?"
Beszél magyarul?
Then she says, "You speak very well."
Nagyon jól beszél.
How would you say thank you very much?
Köszönöm szépen.
You add, but I don't speak very well.
De nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Someone stops you on the street and asks, "Excuse me, do you know where Vatsi Street is?"
Elnézést, tudja, hol van a Váci utca?
You're in a different part of town and say, "I'm sorry, but I don't know."
Sajnálom, de nem tudom. Sajnálom.
Now you're with a colleague. Ask her, "Are you asking for something to drink?"
Kér valamit inni? Kér valamit inni?
She expresses hesitation, saying, "I don't really know."
Nem is tudom.
Then she says, "Thank you, but I'm not asking for anything."
Köszönöm, de nem kérek semmit. Nem kérek semmit.
Now say formally, "Goodbye."
Viszontlátásra.
How does she respond, saying informally, "Bye"?
Viszlát.
This is the end of Unit 5 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2008 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2008 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.